Check, check, checkity check.
I've been in this town so long to the city. I'm fit with the stuff to ride in the rough. And sunny down snuff, I'm alright. By the hero's end.
We should start this show on like a somber note.
So that was why I picked this one, actually. I'm gonna try this, but if it doesn't work, that's fine. I wrote this so long ago, I can't remember any of the chords.
Oh, are you doing a live version of our introduction?
But I was thinking I would do the minor version of it.
I really like the minor version.
That way we could talk about all our sad stuff.
Sure.
Well, so anyway, you want to kick it off? Or
sure. But I think we should like have a mellow vibe, though. You know, for like.
I thought we were gonna kick it off. Real high vibe.
If that's what you think we should do, but I just thought if we're trying to like do an episode that expresses more of like the inner anguish of a podcaster.
Right, but I mean, I think one of the good things about a podcast is that we every time take the listeners on a journey.
I'm not saying that we're not going to be professional and still do that. Yeah.
Because there's one thing that I have to do, and we can do it at the beginning or we can do it later. But
we got to do the intro first. Should we do that?
All right, let's do that. Hey everybody, I'm Jason.
And I'm Walker. Welcome to Jaywalking with Jason and Walker.
The podcast about us, for us. Mm-hmm.
Live. Another live episode.
No, another live. It's not becoming less of a rarity. They almost comprise 20% of our episodes now. No, that's not true. Almost, just over 10%.
What did you want to kick off at the top, though?
Well, I don't know if we want to do this because of our plans later on, but I just want to get this out of the way. And maybe we should mention first, listeners, we haven't been at you in a while.
No, we sure haven't. This is our first 2012 episode.
Right, so that's already a crime. Yeah. And then second of all,
it's 3 months into 2012.
And second of all, you may or may not have noticed that we've run into a lot of technical difficulties with our web hosting service. But by the
we're
time
on there trying to re-listen your favorite archived episodes of Jaywalking, no. And suddenly you saw that you could not.
Right, which we recommend that you do frequently.
Yeah.
That's a technical difficulty that we'll overcome. We always do. We always do. Mm-hmm. And
we're looking for hosting. This episode is hosted by as of yet unnamed
right.
Source. We'll have to see.
We may ultimately go with Podbean. Mm. If listeners have suggestions, they can send them to the past, and we will get them now.
If you've got a reason that it shouldn't be Podbean, we'd love to hear it.
Right, now, rather than after this is out on Podbean. So, think about that. We got a lot of revamps planned for the website, which we are going to implement. Mm-hmm. We're re-implementing a Promise Keepers-esque pledge to get on a monthly,
yeah,
at least, because we're both busy in our lives as usual.
Sure.
But we want to bring our busy lives to you, the listeners, at least once a month.
Well, and we should probably talk about the fact that we don't even know, listener, if you're there right now, because we had a startling drop off in listens. I'd say about a third of what we usually would pull. And I think we have decided that this is in no way to blame. The quality of the show is in no way to blame.
It almost never is.
Right. But I think people just don't know when it's coming. And so I think some people might have missed it. So this is also, if you're listening to this, but you're not subscribed, that's another thing we need to tell you right at the top. You gotta subscribe.
You gotta subscribe on iTunes, so when you open it, we'll automatically come down.
Boom. There we are.
Done deal. But we tossed around the idea of a new, like an email list coming out every time a new app comes out, so people know I don't know. That Walker suggests that. I don't know. I've never had a podcast I enjoy that alerts me by email every time anyone comes out. I just naturally seek out the podcast I enjoy, so I don't know.
But I don't know if we can trust people to naturally seek out our podcasting. Right. I think we might need to start forcing it.
A lot of times in podcasting, as in life, people don't know what's good for them.
Yeah, that's
true. Our listeners might not know what's best for them.
I'm all for fascism if it's for the greater good.
Right. I think generally all game theorists, economists, and moralists the world over would admit that a benevolent dictator is the best thing you can have in any situation.
Sure.
Throw him a few extra concubines and
keep him happy.
Yeah, it's worth it, because just for everyone else to just shut up, we get on the same page, we don't argue about what the law is, we listen to this guy, we all know it's arbitrary. Is it less arbitrary than the constant annoying cacophony of democracy trying to suss itself out?
No,
it's not less. It's better.
Nope, it's better.
You could just be like, well, that's how it is here. We have the dictator.
I don't like making decisions anyway.
Yeah, I don't like that. I hate it.
Yeah.
I live in constant fear. Any decisions that I have to make could be wrong. If I could just go, this is what the dictator does around here. Right? It's not uncommon. It's also not in programming projects. Like, for example, Python's creator, Guido Van Rossum, is called the BDFL, Benevolent Dictator for Life, by all the Python aficionados.
Oh, nice.
And so he just gets, the community has just decided this guy created the best language ever, and we're going to, he's a benevolent dictator until he dies.
For life.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's what it sounds like.
So it's kind of just like, everyone, let's shut up. And but that's a roundabout way of saying maybe we should do the same thing for our listeners, which is make some decisions for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We don't know what those decisions are yet. We will take your input on them. Again,
I'd like to invest in spyware so like we could have this podcast infiltrate computers.
Right. As long as we're doing that, let's invest in some malware.
Yeah, for sure. Is malware exactly what it sounds like? Where with malintent? Yep. It's more mallow.
Spyware spies on you. Malware is bad for you.
So do they work together? Like the spyware is spying to tell the malware?
There's probably been spyware and malware affairs in the past.
Sure.
I wonder if there's ever a malware double agent or triple agent.
So the point is that, that we are at the beginning of March right now. It's, well, first week of March just ended, right?
Right, right.
And so theoretically, somewhere around the top of April, which as we all know, comes after March, we will release... Yeah.
Also,
the next episode of Jaywalking, and try to kick this onto a monthly pattern for you, so you can keep up, because you're obviously too stupid to deal with the sporadic schedule. So fine, there's 12 months in a year, there'll be 12 Jaywalkings a year,
right? At least minimum. Maybe we should throw in a 13th for good
luck. And we'll periodically throw a mini-sode out there.
Throw in a 13th for good luck.
Did you make any New Year's resolutions? It is the new year.
Jeez.
2012.
Well, okay, so hold on. First, I'm going to backtrack it.
Sure.
Maybe I'll track it down there.
Do a sidebar.
Sidetrack. And this is because I've tried to get this in episodes a couple times from an ultimate super fan. And I found out the one time that I recorded it, it got edited. Walker edited it out. I guess he had to, but I disagree. But it has to happen now.
Whoa! Those were some vitriol.
I think it should have stayed in. This is one of our super fans.
Pennzoil?
This is a super fan that is a consistent listener, always waiting for stuff.
Oh, okay. I know what you're throwing in. I'm all for this.
And,
let's do it.
And we haven't had one in a while, so I think it's okay to say now it's time for another episode of Whoopin'.
Oh, my God! Unprecedented.
I'm just going to read this real quick, but listener Brian B. said these in forever.
Well, this is the first Wood Pid, though, of 2012. It's not a hurried thing. We gotta this our careful consideration.
Okay, so actually, maybe we should do two things then. First is,
plus
you were just mentioning this Olivia Munn and what's her name?
Christina Hendricks. And by the way, Kenny R, next time you tell me that Christina Hendricks has naked photos on the internet, don't send me a link of her with some cleavage. Okay? Because those are not naked.
It's not naked.
And I guess there was, and then there's
instead
some
of
sexy...
naked, you should say just like every image.
Right.
Just another like, image has been released of her, just the way it
is. This is like a pajama version of what you would see on the red carpet, basically. Well, and the Olivia Munn ones are similar. She's like got a no bra on. Her bra's off. And
bra.
It's like a button up shirt, and there's the buttons are open.
Are you saying bra?
Yeah. And so I don't know how we can I guess we could tie that out by maybe we'll read these ones at Ben and then we'll leave it now. We won't tell the listeners if we would bid Christina Hendricks or Olivia Munn.
Yeah, that can be
Munn. We'll leave this cliffhanger and we'll address that at the end of Ben's submission.
Right. Actually, listeners can send in their guesses for which of me and or Walker would bid which of Olivia Munn and or
I'm checking the Twitter sphere right now, and we just got a couple tweets, actually, of a couple people saying different things, okay, so we'll have to see what happens.
Again, tweets from the future that are going to the recording.
No, it's someone live tweeting that I tweeted out what you were just saying on my Twitter. Yeah, I just tweeted what you were saying, and then some people tweeted back at me.
These aren't for the future.
Yeah, at Omar, don't scare, Twitter torn.
Twitter torn. Okay, so I'm gonna read out Brian B's... PIDs, list of candidates for PID it and quit it, or PID wouldn't PID with conditions. So the first one
is. So do we throw in a sub theme there for like a PID it and quit it? Is that like a splinter feature?
I think we just always included that as an option.
Sure, okay.
PID or.
Would not PID or PID it and quit it.
Right.
It's like marry, fuck, kill.
Right, but it's better.
Way better.
And it has PID it and quit it. Okay, so first one is Sarah Jessica Parker wearing the front half of a horse costume. So I don't know, Walker has strong opinions about Sarah Jessica Parker.
not so much strong. Do we discuss each one, or do we go through the line?
We can stop at the ones that are important, but I think it's important to mention that Walker is always infuriated by the fact that Sex and the City treats Sarah Jessica Parker as if she's pretty, and he thinks she's hideous. I don't think she's hideous. I don't think she's the hottest thing in the world.
I don't know if, I mean, it almost seems redundant at this point to bash Sarah Jessica Parker any more than she already has.
She's starring in another upcoming movie.
Oh, another Sex and the City movie?
No, another independent.
Have you seen I've seen the case for the new one. She was in the How Does She Do? Or don't know how she does it. She's got a phone! She's got a kid! Can I answer that one?
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker wearing the front half of Force Costume.
I would with the condition. Would PID with a condition.
Okay.
The condition is that Matthew Broderick walks in and goes like, oh man, thanks for taking one for the team, buddy, and high fives me like he's like, oh, now I don't have to. And then we're sort of like friends because of that, and he gets that, and I'm just like, did Bueller a favor.
But so I don't understand. He high fives you.
He's relieved that he doesn't
have to sex with his wife.
Yeah.
His wife.
Yeah.
His own wife. Okay.
So would PID with a condition. Okay. What about you? Sounds like you just would PID.
No, I think no, because I think it would be gross to PID someone who's wearing a horse costume.
But it's the first half.
Right, so the head.
So you don't have to have sex with a horse vagina. It's just lady legs.
Like, I would feel like if she was bent over, I would feel as though it was weird. And actually, that would even be worse if she was...
It's like a reverse centaur.
trying to continue.
I envision this in horse posture because of the first... the front part of the horse, so it's going to be from behind.
Well, you could do it.
I guess you could do a visionary with hooves.
Yeah. Or it could be cowgirl, a reverse cowgirl. But I think that psychologically, I think it would be awkward enough for me because.
Well, I don't want to look in the eyes of a horse. I would have the horse eyes.
Is the horse wearing blinders, do you think?
That's an important question.
So, because I'm imagining like a mascot type of horse, like an oversized, almost horse caricature, but that the nose sticks out far.
Just
enough.
Like a perpetual look of concern.
Yeah, that it's real awkward. It's, you know, it's awkward geometrically, and it's.
I don't think it has blinders. I think it would probably be whatever that word is for like horses that have that, like
Clydesdales.
Yeah, something like that. It'd be something that is like the little girl image of like a horse, like a horse right. poster.
Okay, like My Little Pony.
Yeah, something like that. Like
something. You want to mention which My Little Pony you would be that Dad told you recently?
Oh, Bashful Beauty. I don't know. Because he was more bashful than me.
I don't know how to deal with that.
I'm beautiful, but I'm bashful about it.
So I mean, maybe.
That's only number one. What's
okay, number two? One. That's the list. So that you get one wooden pid and one wood pid with conditions for Sarah Disc Parker, Ron Apple, and Castle. Rent listeners, write in to any of these you have any opinions about.
Yep.
Lindsay Lohan, wait for it. Double amputee Lindsay Lohan. So double amputee Lindsay Lohan.
Is it Lindsay Lohan now, or is it like 19?
No, it's now. I'm assuming it's now, which is a bummer because then the question takes on a whole other thing. If it was like, if it's 21 year old. Wait, how old is she?
She's like my age, I think. So, she's probably like 24 or 25.
Yeah, right now. So now, double amputee.
Well, then. Do you mean what? Oh, just that she's young? Like, what? Do we know anything about the circumstances?
That's all the information that we have here.
Does she still have money, do you think, in this scenario?
I bet you she's not poor.
Huh. Okay. Well, I was going to say would not pay because I think current Lindsay Lohan is gross with her limbs. She was attractive when she was a more full-figured gal. Yeah, and now she's...
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so if it was that Lindsay Lohan, it's like double, triple amputee. Who cares? That's fine. But if it's the current...
Triple
Lindsay,
amputee.
Yeah. I don't know. Like her nose is off. She's got an ear off. Does that count as being an amputee?
I don't know. Well, we should probably consult somebody.
Well, amputee is a verb, right? Anything that's amputated.
No, that's amputate is the verb.
But only refers to limbs. It doesn't.
I don't know about that. I don't
appendage.
Know.
Anyway,
probably would.
Probably shouldn't get too fucked. But then I'm thinking if it's Lindsay now and she loses all her limbs and I'm like a kindly... a kind presence in her life, and there's like, you know, like a pity and a love that is bestowed.
Right.
Then
you would.
Then, I'm just imagining, like, is it like it becoming sort of a amputee Lindsay Lohan sugar mama situation? Because I look past her disgusting abnormality.
But so you consider that her amputations more disgusting than just her trash life, which she I would consider it would be the same question basically if you just didn't. If you just didn't consider her, because I understand that she's some sort of hot mess.
Yeah, she seems like, doesn't right? she?
Yeah, she seems like a hot mess.
Well, what do you think?
I'm gonna go no because it's the hot mess part.
I guess mine's pretty much a no, with the exception of if it can unfold into a sugar mama situation.
I'd get on board with that. This one is Joan Rivers after reconstructive hymen surgery.
Oh.
I'm gonna say... So I have a Joan Rivers hater after, except for after that
documentary.
No, after that episode in Louie that she was in, which was amazing. Yeah. And then you and Jesse R both told me that she actually has an amazing history that's documented in this documentary, and she used to be like cutting edge and kind of satirical, and now she just is like a shrill Jewess that yells at people for not wearing the right thing.
But like when you see this doc, you don't even begrudge her like the sort of tackiest stuff she's done in her career, because it's just a depiction of a person who has like the most insane work drive that you have ever seen.
Really?
And yeah, and has not slowed down at all, and is like, I mean, in sort of a mess, like personally in a lot of ways. She's like, if there's not a day filled on her calendar, it's the documentary, she's like flipping out. But like, and like,
do you think that her work ethic would translate to her PID style, her pitting style?
Oh right, I got off track. I thought this was just like, let's discuss Joan.
I mean, it's, I think it was about that. I think it is salient to the topic, but
well, in the Louis episode, he does. It implies that they do sleep together at the end. Well, spoiler, sorry.
I think it's unclear.
No, he like asks. He like makes a move, and she's like initially appalled, and then like sort of goes fine. Like she's gonna throw it like a pity fuck. I guess it's like I would be more interested in talking to her.
Yeah, but I mean, that, me too. But that's not the question. You have to deal with that too, and then you have to say like, well, would I just pin her for that privilege?
I guess since he threw in the reconstructive hymen surgery, which I assume is like a positive reshaping and not some like adding some, you know, some weird thing that isn't supposed to be there or something like that.
I don't think it's like an augmentation.
Okay, well, reconstructive surgery could be vague.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll say wood bid.
I don't even know what to say.
On ageist.
Yeah, I don't want to be ageist, honestly, but I don't
or sexist.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like. I don't know her from the famous era. I just know her.
She hasn't won you
yelling
over
at
yet.
People about stuff that I like is it just annoys me. It's just annoying, right?
Right. So you're not won over yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go inconclusive on that one.
Okay, jury's out.
Yeah, jury's out. But I can get back to everybody on that. Okay, let's go. Let's blaze through a couple. Christina Aguilera, but in a three-way with Danny DeVito.
I think that would be sort of awesome.
I would do it for
levels.
The story. Yeah, yeah. You can't really pass that. Like yeah. Hideous. Well, I think we're both a woodhead on that one.
Yeah.
Courtney Love after having just lost a fist fight to her. So she beats you up and then hit her. And I'm gonna say yes to that too.
Well, do you have a choice? It sounds like if she just physically bested you, she can do whatever she wants.
The way it's supposed is that you have a choice. And plus, like, yeah, she can't just force you to get erect, obviously. After beating you up, she can't say
you don't think your body could have a physical response when mentally you're not into it?
Oh, I think it could, but I don't think that the other party could demand that. Like, well, she can't just have her way with you in the sense that, like, she could be like, now I beat the shit out of you, so get it up, because I'm gonna fuck you.
Well, I know, but what if she's doing something aggressive, and you're going, stop, and it's making you become physically aroused
anyway.
You
can't control about that, but
and then you're already beat up.
What I'm saying
is it sounds like you get raped by Courtney Love in this scenario.
You can't bank on that, that she could just yell you into having an erection.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
I'm woodpin on this one.
I think she, I mean, can you think of a dirtier seeming?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, you use protection.
Okay. I didn't know. See, that changes a few of my answers.
It doesn't say like you can't.
I was assuming this was all bareback.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Oh, okay. You got options.
Yeah. Rubber facsimile of Kim Kardashian's rear.
I have no interest in pitting that.
Me neither. I don't like rubber facsimiles.
I think that's the term is not a turn on.
Right.
Neither word.
Right. It's not. And that's coming from Walker, who's we know how he feels about Kimmy.
And we know how I feel about facsimiles.
Facsimiles.
Yeah. That's well documented. Right. Listen, episode 2.
That's right, listeners. Anna Paquin with Barry White's voice.
I don't think you're not so into her. Really, that
I think she's really cute, but I don't think I could deal with that. If there was some way to quiet her, but I don't want to bank on it. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I mean, you're too good of a lover. You can't count on her keeping her quiet.
That's exactly right.
Don't sell yourself short.
Right. Right. I'm not. Yeah. There's no way she's
gonna. I lived with this guy. Listeners, it's crazy. It's crazy noises coming out there. Whether or not there's a lady over, there's no consistent crazy noises.
And given that, there's no way Anna Paquin is going to be able to keep quiet during it, right?
Just like a low vibration shaking the walls,
right? And her Barry White voice is going to come through.
Sure,
Dolly Parton with A cups, and then it says, "I'll even go 25 years ago."
I feel like 25 years ago she was pretty plastic already.
So right, so imagine her 25 years ago. She's very young, or much more young than now.
Like, yeah, with A cups. Very young.
So I'm just imagining like a very kind of flat-chested but pretty face. And just giant blonde hair still, but
yeah,
it's incongruous with her. But I'm gonna say Wood because she wrote Jolene.
Yeah, that's true. And the Bodyguard song.
Yeah,
R.
That's
R.
a definite Wood bid. That's right, R.I.P.
Whitney.
That's right.
People have been wondering when the Jaywalking tribute was finally coming. I guess if there's any reason to do that, it's for the story factor.
Right.
And yes, she's like well respected and stuff. Yeah. I'm not.
I do it for the story factor. Plus, I don't think that she's going to be hideous 25 years ago with A cups.
I mean, not hideous. Like, if you're walking down the street, you'd be like, she's hideous. But hideous if you think, like, super custom designed faces are weird. And, like, I just think anyone, whatever they get done. Like, there's, for me, it starts to look weird quickly. But then again, I guess
you get right into the uncanny valley.
I guess if there's ones that don't look weird,
you don't know.
I don't know about
it. Didn't occur to you.
So yeah, but I mean, I just think it seems to just the fine line with plastic surgery seems to get crossed pretty.
Yeah.
Soon after it's
waste of money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Almost all cases.
I just think it would be so much more embarrassing, like, as an older man to, like, have people know that I, like, had my neck fat, like, boosted, or, like, that I'm using, like, product to make my hair grow out than to just go bald or get fat.
Right. I saw a documentary once about people, like, they had three stories. One of them was a girl getting breast implants. The second one was a guy who got calf implants. He got a piece of silicone put in his calf, and this guy was like ripped everywhere else, and he was just complaining throughout the entire thing that, like, I work on my calves all the time, I just can't get that definition. And the whole time you're going, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what the calf definition that, you know, like, boosts your stature in our culture, unfortunately. You're like, what the fuck? But the best part of it was, they had a, you know, you got general anesthetic for breast augmentation or apparently calf implants, and they had this is just my favorite part of it, because they had one shot of him after he got the general, and they move you from one table to the other, and it just seemed really, like, they really just, like, dumped him on the other table like a sack of potatoes. And when you see somebody, like, not, like, supporting their body in any way, and four other people heaving them over onto a table so they can cut open their legs and put silicone in their calves, like, what's going on?
And
he was so happy at the end. They shot him running on the beach. I think his ass, like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And then people, like, do weird stuff that seems, like, real. Not. And then when they show the before and after, I'm like, I don't really even see it. Like, people just go, I just got an implant in my chin here, and then a little thing here on my cheeks. And it's just like, I guess, maybe it gives that part of their face a little more definition, like you said.
Slightly, I guess.
If they want to pay me to give that guy some calf meat, I have plenty to spare.
What, from your own body?
Yeah. I've got powerful tree trunk like legs.
But that's not what generates the price, is not like, where are we going to get the raw material to put in this guy? It's the years of expertise that go into performing a surgery that's expensive, not the silicone.
Yeah, but then it's like, what do we put in there?
But they've
fake
got
silicone or real calves?
Yeah, you're right. I'm surprised there's not a bigger secondhand breast one. And it's like,
you just
these in there.
Stuff the boob inside
right.
the poop.
That's probably what garners most of the expense of that surgery.
That's probably, like, that was the first breast job.
Right.
Was like, well, I've got a boob to spare. Something's in there.
It was probably that.
Yeah.
So we
was
got
that,
one,
was that
we
it?
Got a wood and a wooden on that one. And the next one is, we just got a couple more, Zombie Brittany Murphy. So I don't know who Brittany Murphy is.
Poor taste. Brittany Murphy is actress.
sorry, listeners.
It's not in too poor taste. Yeah. She died
well,
like a couple years ago.
Right?
She died a couple years ago. It's just sad because, like, now they think, like, maybe. Because her husband died, like, a couple weeks later, and I think everyone assumed it was drugs, and she was, like, did have drug problems, but I heard that might not have been the cause of death at all, like, whatever substance issue she had, like, there was, like, some... I want to say it's like black mold in their house or something killed them. Like something crazy, they think.
That's lame.
But she was in, you know, Clueless and Sin City.
Which one was she in Sin City?
In Sin City, she's like the dancer that isn't Jessica Alba.
No, I didn't notice a non-Jessica Alba dancer in that movie.
Really? There's lots of ladies in that movie. But,
that was my... That's my favorite. Yeah, we got a thing for...
Yeah, sure. Zombie... I would never pit a zombie. I would never do anything to a zombie other than kill it.
Right, that's a widely known... To listeners, I have heard Walker before remark to Dot that in the event of a zombie apocalypse, he will not hesitate to kill her if she gets infected with the...
Well, it won't be killing her, because right. that would well, be so her. This the is zombie what he says,
but I mean, when everybody in the movies hesitates, it's because they think it's not the case that it's not her.
Right.
There's something left. And Walker has forewarned Dot that whatever the nature of the plague is that's giving you zombieitis in this situation, he's not banking on it, you being retrievable from that state, and he's gonna fucking give you both barrels.
No, I'm not gonna be one of those people waiting around for a cure. Like, that is a... But
they discover the cure the next day, and you're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have fucking double-barreled my wife yesterday. They got the cure today. Why didn't I wait?
Chain. But I mean, this is assuming that this is like after the government has collapsed and like I mean, okay, I guess in the event of like the beginnings of the outbreak, if I am able to detain her and not have to kill her.
I remember in 28 days
but later, like, once
they had chained up because they were waiting to see how long it took.
Yeah, and that turned out fucking well for those people.
No, but I'm just saying, like, he didn't escape by himself from that chain, right?
Yeah, but it's always when you keep, it doesn't matter, like, how, that's the thing. It's like, anytime there's a chained zombie in any zombie fiction whatsoever, you could bet your balls that thing is breaking free, whether with aid from someone else or some other freak way.
Right.
You don't keep zombies around in the zombie apocalypse when they're trying to eat you.
Right.
You gotta kill them.
No, that's...
So
that's
I wouldn't be killing Dot. I would be killing a zombie. And I would mourn her as, like, I would consider her murdered, basically.
Would you think, ever that, if there, would you feel any regret that you'd made the wrong decision if they did discover a cure?
I would feel oh, that's a good question.
Would you be like, oh, I always thought it was this way, but guess what? Some group of well-funded, well-protected scientists got on their asses. They're like, we gotta save the world. They do it. You're in an area where the cure gets disseminated to, and you're the one that pulled the trigger on her. And couldn't have just kept her on a chain for 2 more weeks?
Well, okay. I think that, again,
to me, this is a
in the beginnings, if the outbreak starts, she is affected, and it's under some level of containment, which it wouldn't be. I mean, it's zombies. We're not really, like, you know, you can't kill them you can kill them. You gotta shoot them in the brain or destroy the brain, of course. Right. But I'm saying, like, if I'm able to detain her and it seems like there is some hope of that happening, yeah, I'll be throwing raw steaks into the closet where I've got her chained up, and like, I'll do that for as long as I can. But if the world is, if society is completely disintegrating around me at a rapid fire pace, which is always how it's like, once there's zombies, it's game, the game as we know it is over.
Right.
Like, your job is gone, your fucking house is gone. Like, you've got a new thing to deal with now, new full time responsibility.
Let's just say it happened, and that's how it happened. You killed her. 1 week later, a cure gets disseminated. Would you feel regret, or would you say, I did what made sense at the time based on my information from movies?
I mean, yeah. I don't know what else you're supposed to prepare with for this, but yes, I would hope I could stand by that decision.
So to me, this is a similar question.
But I don't consider myself necessarily of such a strong constitution that I won't be...
No, you're not going to hesitate at all?
No.
How about you don't have a gun? You have to do it with an axe.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got it.
I think it's going to be difficult for me emotionally, no matter what method I choose. I don't think I'm going to be happy about it.
Killing
the zombie.
Right. So
I'll try to keep her...
I consider, philosophically, the issue is the actual question is similar to in Swingers, the scene where they're at the casino and Vince Vaughn is saying, you always double down on 11. And Favreau is like, I don't want to double down. I've already lost enough money. What if I lose? And he's just, Favreau's like, you, or Vaughn is like, you always double down. That's the rule. You double down. And statistically speaking, he's correct. Like, you should always. It makes more sense. Mm-hmm. But then he loses. And then after the fact, they have this amazing little kind of tight-lipped argument where he's, Vince Vaughn's still like, well, you always double down on 11. Favreau's like, obviously not this time. This time you can't. But the question is like, You should always double down on it because you can't count on it being this wacko time where it didn't work out.
Right.
Guts.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe you say, like, look, you got to shoot your wife in the face.
That is what I say.
Doesn't matter if it turns out that in this universe you were wrong and it was an unlikely event they found a cure.
Sure. This is generating a lot of good content. Is there more Wood Pids, or is that
There's one more.
Okay, so this is the final, and then we will reveal the results of our Olivia Munn, Christina Hendricks, would they be hidden?
There's two more. Britney Spears without her showering for 2 months.
Move on to the next one.
What would you pin up it?
No.
I'd have to think about it. That's another jury's out for me. And then Tara Reid awaiting results from the clinic.
No thanks. No.
I'll also go, I mean, it really depends on...
She's looking pretty rough.
Yeah, I'll go to
shit. She's sort of like, I feel like a Hollywood don't story. Yeah. And that means don't get involved. Right. Don't pit her. Right. Don't just stay out.
Somehow you're going to end up owing money or somebody's going to beat you up for no reason.
Nothing good's going to come of it.
She's going to drive
me. She was the cause for all of the dude's troubles, basically.
Oh, yeah.
All rutted in her and the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, well, she owes money to known pornographers all over town. Yeah,
that's cool, though.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's been another
We got the cliffhanger.
Oh, I thought that was for the next. We'd wait like 3 episodes down for the next Wood Pit.
Oh, I thought we were just waiting till the end of the Wood Pit.
I'm down with that.
Okay.
Although, so here's one thing I'll just interrupt you with. There's one other listener email that has to do with a slightly sexual content. I don't know if we keep it in this Wood Pit or keep it in something else entirely.
Let's reveal the results.
Okay, cliffhanger. Wood Pit cliffhanger.
Okay, you first.
Obviously, Wood Pit both.
I Wood Pit both as well.
New listeners, it's been another edition of Wood Pit. Woo! Yeah, that was good.
Hey, thanks for the contribution, Ben B. Did you
Brian
say?
Brian B.
Quote Ben B. That's not right. Brian Ben B.
Brian, once superfan fan Tony C.
Once superfan?
No,
did we lose him?
Well, no, I was going to say once he mentioned that Brian B. awakes to each new day with the promise of more cigarettes. Like, that's why he opened his eyes in the morning.
Right on, Brian.
Which I don't think that's
true. There's only a few of us left.
He's written a lot of things. He's written some amazing original content for Unsanctioned Garbage Party, which was a country song about a poem about a guy sodomizing somebody. And
oh yeah, I wanted to do a version of that. Can I still do it?
Yeah, absolutely. But Brian B's version is amazing because it includes a line. What you gonna do when Jerry Sandusky's looking up your butthole? Come on. And it's a very country version of it. So listeners, get over to Unsanctioned Garbage Party. We're putting friends of the podcast links on the blog now, so check those out. And Unsanctioned
Garbage Party. Gotta check that blog.
Amazing comedy content. So then, before we go into anything else, I'll talk about this.
We've got a listener email. Is that?
Yeah, we got a listener email.
Okay, great.
We can put this in or not, but anyway, this is from fan Paul A, who, frankly, I think that our podcast is a little beneath you, so I'm surprised that you were listening to it.
Don't say that. But
he mentioned something which I thought was really interesting, and he says, "BT Dubs, I think it's ridiculous that you spent so long debating a movie plot wherein the only driving force was how two people could continue their voracious sexual appetites after a telepathic and brain body swap. But the moral implications are quite something. Maybe your movie could up the ante by adding a third variable, a threesome telepathic brain body swap, and one of them could be a girl. Think of the sexual moral possibilities with that one. And I think that it actually is the correct upping the ante, because in that way, at least two parties are also in a different gender than they normally are.
So, wait, hold on. I missed. First of all, let's so just to get two guys, a little context. We won't repeat the discussion had in the last episode.
Right. Go back and listen to Sexist Feminist. Or wait, is it
that? It's part two. It's actually discussed in Dad Son Mind Swap.
Listen to episode 9, Dad Son Mind Swap.
Yeah, and also, normally we don't plug our own episodes, but you know, like I said, we had a drop off, so apparently a few of you missed it. This was a good episode. You got to go check it out.
Check out the last two live episodes. They're pretty solid.
But basically, we have a lengthy discussion wherein we're trying to figure out if Jason and I's consciousnesses were switched into the other's body, how would it affect my sex life with Dot, and how would it affect his as a swinging single
guy. And it was basically a derivative rehash of the plot of The Change-Up.
Oh, but it's with telepathy added.
We have
telepathy.
And somehow that added nothing.
So Walker
was convinced it would add something.
So you're saying that the third girl, the girl in the three-way, is also has her consciousness switched with someone else out there?
Right? So instead of two guys pissing in a fountain. No, one of the three. So let's say it's
she's peeing in the fountain and we're
at the same time. Right?
So here's
the thing. One of a couple things could happen. One is, no, actually, in every single scenario, the girl ends up in, so it would be like, I'm in your body, you're in Dot's body, and Dot's in my body, or I'm in Dot's body, Dot's in your body, you're in my body, or, so one of those permutations takes place. And actually, Hollywood, if you're listening, that plot suggestion correctly does up the ante on that genre, because then it's way fucked
up. Well, I like it too. Paul, way to catch the ball we threw you by, we like added the telepathy, and then you're like, ran with that.
I think the three of us
need to get in a room together, because we're spitballing. We're not even actually talking.
Slightly disagree, because I'm still of the opinion that the telepathy adds almost zero.
Okay, the telepathy adds the element where we're able to communicate telepathically.
That's never a problem in the movies. That, like, I mean, you would just add a feature that is like orthogonal to the plot.
Look, I think all of these situations are fine as long as everybody's fucking.
Right, but so think about how weird that is. Like, let's imagine that in that scenario, it's you in Dot's body.
Oh my god!
We're obviously not gonna have sex with each other, with me in your body and you in your wife's body, right? Oh. And then let's say it's the best case scenario for you and Dot, in that you go in Dot's body and Dot goes in yours. Then
now this is an intriguing pot. Okay.
Oh no!
Well,
you go
that's in- theory.
Right.
Okay. So I don't want to get fucked
now
by. I'm pretty good at it, so that would be fine.
Well, it wouldn't be you doing it, though. It would be Dot trying to drive a giant male body that she didn't grow up in, basically, because her consciousness has to deal with it, and you trying to cram your consciousness into a small female.
Oh, I think it would probably be best for me to be on top in that scenario. I feel like her body would be easier to navigate than mine would.
But even as I say that scenario, that best case scenario can't happen, because as long as every party has to switch once, you can't even get that. Like, the best,
I can't believe we're still talking about
the best
this.
You can hope for is you're in Dot's body, Dot's in my body, and I'm in yours, and I just wander off to...
Okay, I'll tell you what part of this I find intriguing.
Wow.
Or enticing anyway. Listeners, sorry, we got a...
Man down.
Joint emergency. The one aspect of this that I find intriguing is the idea of getting to switch consciousness with a girl and, you know, experience the other side.
Right.
I like, too, also that this time we didn't even gradually get into, like, how the... It's immediately, let's figure out...
Anything else right. Pretty peripheral.
Yeah. Seriously. We got a species to propagate.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't want to be... fucked as my wife by one of my friends. Like, I have no interest in that scenario at all. Not only does it up the ante, he's turned it into like a horrifying, like, funhouse mirror hall. about fucking and consciousness swapping. Yeah. And
exactly. It's totally, it's a total horrible mashup.
Well, write a treatment for us. You're in the biz. You know about treatments.
He is in the biz.
Get us a treatment.
He's already in the biz. He gets a treatment and sends it to people with no connection.
Hey, this thing's going to have music and it's going to have sound.
You know, he's also an excellent.
And it's going to need to be scored and edited.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Why is he sending it to us?
Write, direct, and star. He does the treatment.
Alright.
Dot will be Grit. It's going to be self-produced and starred.
Yeah, and that's going to up it. That's
it's the next Clerks.
Time.
It's going to be like the next.
That's going to up it big time.
Except serious. Wait, is it a drama or are we going comedy like the
Change? I'm going to say this is dark comedy.
This one sounds pretty dark.
Yeah, I'd say dark screwball comedy, which is an underutilized genre.
I think it takes a couple different kinds of movies. Like, okay, it takes the Mind Swap movie and raises the bar. Raises the bar on the like, we should have a three-way movie, of which titles of examples are escaping me, but I feel like there's those where, and then it's like, the weird fallout that happens, or it's like the kids are all right type of thing, where it's like there's all these adults and they're all feeling feelings and they're confused and they're acting out sexually with each other because they don't because they're Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo. How could they not
emotional tools to deal with their sexual feelings?
Yeah, but don't worry, the kids are all
right. That's right. That is right. So,
bottom line. Well, I'm really glad that scenario is still being built upon.
Yeah, and that's great. That ups the ante. That's the correct thing to do. And the answer for us is that I guess we would probably just avoid. We would just have to stay silent.
I think we just have to.
We worked out this whole fountain.
Or give it a whirl and then sever ties with each other
forever. It would be give it a whirl and then move to a different continent.
Yeah.
Your name.
Exactly. Not only do we sever ties with each other. Everybody, we can't see any of the mutual people.
I don't even want to see the country that I was from, or I don't want to see anything that reminds me of my life before.
Oh my god. I think we should, since this has been dragged into two different episodes now, I think that we should issue a challenge to a listener. Paul up the let's start at the source.
Yeah, listener Paul A.
Well, let's go back.
Host Jason V.
Jason V. proposes a scenario. Co-host Walker G ups the scenario, ups the ante on it, throws telepathy in. Listener Paul A ups the ante, throws in a horrific three-way proposition. And then now, listener blank ups the ante. How? We're throwing the ball back at you, listeners. Right. And if you want to add another element to this scenario, perhaps intravenous drugs are being used by all three. Like, whatever it is.
That's like not upping the ante. You're like, that's like,
right, we're all going to need to do a lot of heroin
the
after.
The ante went up by like a quantum leap, and then you throw in this thing that like almost brings it back. The ante gets up by it, and then you're in a girl's body and you want to still have sex with, but you can't have sex with your ex-fiance in his body, and also you use drugs. Gives a shit. You use drugs.
That's just an example.
So those were my main two notes. I've got a couple others, but maybe we can skip over to one of your notes.
Well, let's see what I got here.
My phone died, so maybe we will go with your notes.
Okay. And that's interesting, listeners, because Jason was telling me that I'm foolish for just using the note app that you can't take off, you can't get rid of, it's going to be there anyway, instead of using something called Evernote. And I asked him what it does. Does it take notes? That's what it does.
Listeners, I'll plug Evernote, even though they're a giant conglomeration. You can also, say you have a picture, you're on a website, you want to throw a picture in a note, pictures in the note. Put a URL in the note, put a table in the note, you get nice bullet points, you get horizontal dividers, your notes can be synced and shared. If you were like, I've got some notes for the next jaywalking, share note, blammo, we're both looking at the same note.
Sure.
It's Evernote, give me a free account. I just plugged you to my thousands of listeners. Evernote, give me a free premium account.
You know what Evernote doesn't have, Jason, that my notes feature has?
What's that?
A note that specifically references the inception of a brand new jaywalking feature.
I would point out before you mentioned that Evernote couldn't possibly have the content of your note in it.
And I would, I want to like roll the theme because I want you to hear what the segment is by hearing the theme.
So just play it on your phone and then we can dub in the real version later.
Okay, we'll just cut this part out. So last time we had a lot of success with the extremely popular segment, Animals I Have Seen. Yeah. And a lot of positive feedback on the Twitter sphere.
Not that much.
Well, you're not on Twitter.
Not that much.
I got some at mentions for that. People were tweeting at me about animals they had seen, which, by the way, guys, I really like the back and forth when you participate at Omar Not Scare Twitter Corner. But yeah, this time, there was a recent animal encounter that was of aural in nature. That was aural in nature. Which
so you sucked the animal off.
No, not aural, Jason. Aural.
Right.
And this segment
relating to the ear.
This segment is called Animals I Have Heard.
Start the morning off with a glass of milk and bong rips. Tilt it back and drain the glass in one single long sip. Take a token off and choke on what comes out of cow tits. You wonder how I stay so dope, I tell you all about it. These are animals I didn't see but have heard. I hope that you'll believe me, but you gotta take my word. So shut your mouth and listen, cause I only say it once. Animals I've heard will not commence, you stupid dunce.
Oh, all right, that's animals I've.
I don't know.
This is animals I've heard.
That's pretty amazing.
Thanks, buddy.
It's got to be. It's a close call because the animals I've seen has the particular type of like weirdness that I prefer.
Mm.
But you definitely sounded a little bit like Tone Loke in the middle of that.
Tone Loke? What does that mean?
Tone Loke. Funky Cold Medina.
No, is this an artist I know now?
You never heard Tone Loke?
No.
Oh, man. Well,
is it sure a rapper?
He has a version of Wild Thing.
Oh, okay.
Which is widely known.
Okay.
And he has a version of Funky Cold Medina, which is the story of an aphrodisiac that's so powerful that some of the consequences of it are actually negative.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember. It's like a cautionary tale?
Yeah, you don't remember the last classic line of Funky Cold Medina, which is, "That's how I found you don't mess around with that Funky Cold Medina."
Wow.
Because it's too powerful.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to mainly wrap a verse that was only about smoking pot then loosely tie it into talking about
animals. Pretty successful.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
I appreciated your support on that. And so this is Animals I've Heard. So as the theme explains, sometimes you hear an animal
right. And
you're able to identify the animal based
on the sound.
I'd like
to mention that, like, despite being pleased with your theme, I still think this is as banal a topic as we could have chosen.
Well,
this is approaching the heights of.
Well, then you'll be excited because it's not going to take up a lot of time.
Your dog?
No. This is like we're going to do more interesting. you don't hear squirrels.
Yeah, you hear a mouse in your walls and you're like, ooh.
Okay. No, it's much more exciting than that. Let me ask you. Let me bury the lead a little bit. What is the most magical bird?
Ooh, bird of paradise?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Like whimsical magic or like powerful magic?
Like British magic.
A cockatoo?
No.
Oh, owls.
Owl. And that is the animal that I heard at the Sierraville Hot Springs in beautiful Sierraville, California. Ref noise.
Ref noise.
I didn't do the voice. I would never try that.
Maximal ref noises in. Too.
Yeah. Well,
it's meant to be dropped in just all the place.
I think just now that we have the ref noise, the refs are slowly, like, by the time we're not relying on refs as much anymore.
Right.
We got our own established.
But I'm upset that we have had a decent amount of listener mail over the years, and never once has someone guessed a ref where we. People like the ref noise, people will ref the ref noise, but no one has ever said to us, oh, that's from this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is the whole point.
Well, some people have told me they have no idea what any of our refs are.
Well, they're deep cuts. That was warned at the very beginning. It's deep cuts. You're not just going to be able to Google it and find it out.
Exactly. Yeah. So I know actually at least one person who listens to this podcast who knows that ref. And I think I have a sneaking suspicion. Don't say who it is.
I knew it though.
No, I know you know it.
Well, give me credit.
Of course. Well, Jason knows it. That's why it's a jaywalking ref.
Yeah, duh.
But listener, I think me and Jason both know who we're talking about. You know who you are. Do your listenerly duty and let us know that you got the ref. Yeah,
I know a couple.
You can tell us when you see us.
I know probably four, I should say.
Ooh. A challenge has been laid. So this has been Animals I've Heard.
That was it?
Yeah, now. In Sierraville,
are you just going Animals You've Heard since the inception of the
bit, and coyotes, but I didn't include coyotes because they weren't animals I've seen.
You're not going lifetime. This is not a lifetime list. This is not a comprehensive list.
It's sort of starting now.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep a note of it, and whenever I hear an interesting animal, I will probably drop a fatty Animals I've Heard on on the jaywalking listeners. And keep your eyes out for more animals I've seen, because they're out there. We just need to learn how to find them. Together.
Right. Walker's eyes are wide open.
It's funny. It should have probably Animals I've Heard probably should have come first, because it's like you hear them, then you go out looking for them.
Yeah, go out looking for trouble.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk about how Dot and I were at when we heard the owl, we were at like a naked hot spring in a weird town with like...
Whoa, where was that?
150 people in it in Sierraville, California.
You guys naked? Well, the story is heating up.
Yeah. We were. But anyway, that's not much of a story. So this has been Animals I've Heard. Watchmen right now.
Oh, nice.
And I've decided, and actually appropriately enough, you're wearing a blue shirt, that you are Dr. Manhattan.
Oh, I'm
with that. Well, without the powers,
huge,
but like...
Huge blue wiener.
Right? I don't remember him drawing it huge.
No, he didn't, but then in the movie they huged it up.
Oh, yeah, it is. He's got like big swinging blue balls in the movie. Yeah, it's sort of just like a tight, like, you know... He's got a rock and like a walnut, and then in the movie
it looks like a regular kind of like if you walked around naked all the time and the air was like slightly, you know, you're not in Southern California.
Yeah,
it would probably look about like that.
Right.
But I also imagine that he can make it arbitrarily huge.
Right. I also imagine though that he since size is an arbitrary concept in his mind in general, this is why I think that you are Dr. Man. I just whenever I get to a part where it's like up is a relative concept, right. I find the phenomenon of human life highly overrated. It's totally Jason V is haunting this page.
Oh man.
But well, we were talking about this. I told you though, like you've started to win some more favor with me with your like all opinions. What do you always say? I'd be a lunatic.
I'd have to be a madman to believe my own opinions.
Sure. And while I won't go that far, I feel like, do you think like people just seem to be getting more opinionated all the time?
It's
like the availability of outlets?
I think it's probably the availability.
Because I'm just starting to hate opinions. And actually, I do, if you're going to have like a really intense opinion, I would prefer it to be about something silly or like of no consequence, like some piece of art or something.
By far, yeah.
But I'm just tired of... Is everyone in the world like a political scientist with a degree from Harvard? Because that's what it feels like in this country. Let's talk about the state of what it's like in America
About what it's like out there.
It's an election year.
Right.
You got pundits, okay?
Yep, you got coverage.
You've got nominees.
Yep.
You've got
debates. You got the caucuses.
You got caucuses.
You got primaries.
You got fundraising.
Oh, big time. You got negative ads.
Oh, you got the attack ads.
You got super PACs. You got the regular PACs.
Oh, my. What else have we got?
Well, that's about it.
All right. So there you have. That's been our jaywalking.
We have. Yeah,
that's, I think that's there. Election coverage done.
Yeah, seriously. And if you think that it makes sense to have 1 ounce more election coverage than what we just did, you are an idiot.
You're clearly an insane person.
Yeah, you are an insane idiot. And, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's like, you know, like, you know?
Man, do I ever.
Well, I feel like we got one in the can, dude.
Yeah, I think I agree.
Frankly, I'm tired of talking to you. Are you? Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
On air call out.
Oh no!
I have to stay here tonight. I'm here. All right. You gonna come to this bar? You got time? Or you too snowed under with the work,
ladies and gentlemen? Oh,
let's, what happened to the Jason I knew that blew off work responsibilities, didn't care, and that we called Spicoli as a friendly nickname because he was always making funny stony jives against authority. What happened to that, Jason?
No, here's what I'm gonna say. I have one more segment that I do want to do, which is just a quick plugs, which is like kind of always plugging stuff, but.
Sure.
So I got a couple in the tank, and ladies and gentlemen, when the website's gonna have to be revamped because we got to fix the fucking podcast anyway.
Yeah.
So we are intending to put Friends of Jaywalking Podcast. We're gonna link to other podcasts that people who subscribe to us.
Oh, I know.
Apparently, there are small lists of other podcasts that listen to us. So, but I'm gonna actually plug. Well, first I'm gonna plug. Friend of the show, Jesse R's band Kowalski, opening for Tune Yards at the Fox in Oakland.
Are there seats still?
There are still seats.
Just not
there's
floor.
Nothing on the floor. And
listeners, as a huge Kapowski fan, I made sure I got floor tickets. It was like not an. I said to myself, not an option to see the theater debut of my favorite band Kapowski from the Nosebleeds, and you better believe that was priority one for me.
Listeners, as the biggest Kapowski fan, I didn't do that. But doesn't change anything. But we both
that is April 24th,
a certain sense of glowing pride in having Kowalski gone from basically practicing underneath us every day and as a band and gone through a couple lineup changes and going from the smallest venues to now opening up for Indie Darling Tune Yards at the Fox Theater.
And yeah, absolutely. And that show is at the Fox on April 24th.
That's right.
And is there a website, kapowski.com?
Yep.
So yeah, so if you haven't heard them, you should go. I think are they streaming Boy Detective on there still?
I don't know, but it is on
Bandcamp. I know there's songs on there.
Buy it on Bandcamp, for God's sakes. Buy it FLAC, buy the uncompressed version of it because it's amazing and you need to listen.
But here's what I'm saying. You see, I was in sales. You gotta finesse people.
Right.
If you've heard Kapowski and you haven't bought the CD, then what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
go get it.
That's a no-brainer.
But if you haven't heard him, what I'm telling you is hear it, love it, get it.
Yeah, check out the two videos. The video for Picture of Health with I Was Crowd Services on.
Oh, top comments. I'm still on the top two comments on that video at YouTube. You can see my Google handle JFWalker123 expressing my fondness for the video for the band.
Which I Was Crowd Services on. And also they over a quarter million hits on that video. They've got
insane.
A second video. And the other is friend of the show Payam, what I don't know his last name, so I can't even read it.
Friend of the show Payam?
Yeah, Payam was friends with
Julia's friend. Oh.
I think she's friends with Julia too. He worked up at Nomad.
Yeah.
Well, him and
James, have the eyes that you just get lost in.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. The hair.
Mocha skin.
He's handsome.
Amazing hair.
He's going on record.
Yeah, and he's got styles for miles too. But him and James, your ex-coworker, that you actually played in a benefit show for this thing I'm plugging, which is...
Oh, the cafe?
Yeah.
Have you been there?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I should stop
by. It's just down the street, and it's like the best coffee that's like...
What's it called again?
I kind of did in Denzo, but it's called Alchemy Collective.
And it's on Ashby, right?
It's on... it's kind of... Shit, listeners, look this up. I should have got the address out, but it's...
It's in Berkeley.
It's in Berkeley, and it's just on MLK, and it's like where Adeline and MLK meet.
Okay.
No, we're Shattuck and MLK meet.
That's a great plug, and I think Alchemy Collective...
Coffee is amazing. Artisan coffee by amazing baristas. The only Bay Area's only worker-owned collective high-end cafe.
And even though it's worker-owned, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't kick us money for the sweet plug we just gave you. That's but right. Also,
or free coffee.
Personally knowing James, I'm that's really something to be proud of. We were, you know, Java slaves at Pete's together, and now he's got a business. That's a good plug. Nice.
And well, little known fact, J.F. Walker and I Am the Falcon played at the benefit show for the original creation of this at Nomad Cafe. Didn't make a whole huge amount of money, but they had a successful Kickstarter campaign. They brought in the rest. They got a really nice storefront. They got an open lot next to them, which I hope they turn into a nice little area. It's development. It's worker-owned. It's delicious coffee.
Okay. And...
and I think that's all I got for plugs right now. You know, as always, Kelly C's book.
You are out of control plugging things. There's nothing this guy won't plug.
But listen, somebody give us something. Christ.
Yeah.
Give us something.
Maybe idiots. Acknowledgement that we're giving you all these fucking plugs. Yeah. How about start there? Yeah. Hey, thanks for the plug.
Idiots.
Actually, Jesse R. has thanked us for his plugs.
Yeah, and he doesn't need our bullshit plugs.
All we do is fucking give and give. And what do? You decrease your amount by 50% on our last episode. I think that's been a jaywalking in the can.
I think so too. I hope we didn't miss anything. Listeners, we're going to do a lot of revamps. We're doing a lot of work to try and bring you this content. We'll try to edit it down to just awesome content. So
we're going
to
get this thing on a monthly schedule.
Yeah, but just all you need to do is listen, occasionally write in. If there's a ref and you know it, we love it. We love you. Just love us back. Just lavish attention on us. Why is that so difficult?
Yeah.
Just cross the street to shake our hands and say you like what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. A little acknowledgement from our peers.
Right.
Our artistic betters and lessers.
Right.
There's a variety
mostly
of you out
lessers.
There. We're better than
mostly
some of you.
Mostly lessers.
Most of you. There's a few that I think are like on par with what we're accomplishing here.
One or two.
I think Kapowski seems to be taking this band thing to like jaywalking heights. Yeah.
We're a Creative Commons.
Oh, I'd like to plug...
Do not do that.
I'd like to plug the game Cosmic Encounter, is a space war role-playing game that Jason introduced Dot and myself and a few other people to, and it's great. And so if you can find it, just get together with three friends and have a few laughs.
Yeah.
And
couple burgers,
colonize
couple
some
laughs.
Planets.
Our troubles are over. That is a wrap.
That is a fatty wrap.
Cosmic Encounters is amazing. I don't know if it's technically role-playing. I mean, it is
more
strategy. But just don't be afraid. Don't be scared off by, I don't want to get in this D&D game. Go get it. Read the rule novel.
It's role-playing-esque.
Yeah.
It's role-playing when you invent a full-fledged character in your mind with a backstory for the card that you draw, which I did.
Right.
So for me,
and you should be doing that.
I was the parasite.
I mean, I do that.
I was that flamboyant.
I do that for when I play the shoe in Monopoly.
No.
Who is the shoe? What makes him tick?
I think that's a good note to end on.
All right. Listeners, thanks for joining us again. Get ready for all the new stuff coming to you in the new year. And lavish attention on us.
Yeah. And thanks for listening, idiots. This has been Jaywalking. And remember, if you're not jaywalking,
you're not getting to your destination in a timely fashion. Oh, we have any outro music? Oh, one more other thing I need to say.
No, we can't. We can't thing. Talk Last after. Thing. We cannot talk Last after thing. We've done the thing.
Ah.